USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed into law the $2.2 trillion coronavirus rescue bill.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first.
It gives up to $1,200 to most working Americans, expands unemployment insurance, provides billions to businesses, and delivers financial relief to hospitals. The president also invoked the Defense Production Act to try to force General Motors to produce hospital ventilators. He named trade advisor Peter Navarro to lead the effort.
We need industrial mobilization to make adequate ventilators, particularly in the very short run, to help the people in New York, Detroit, New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, Seattle, all around this country. And the ventilators really are the most important thing for patients who become most seriously ill.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Two government agencies have announced major policy suspensions due to the spread of the coronavirus. The Department of Homeland Security said it's pushing back a deadline by a year for airports to require real ID-compliant identification from travelers. The Environmental Protection Agency likewise announced it will temporarily suspend enforcement of regulations and fines. The EPA cited worker shortages and travel restrictions stemming from the outbreak. The DHS Real ID deadline was pushed back 1 year. President Trump has given the Pentagon the authority to order former American troops and former members of the National Guard and Reserve to active duty. The executive order, which was signed by the president, allows Defense Secretary Mark Esper to order units and individual members to active duty. The order states that anyone recalled can remain on active duty for up to 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Consumer sentiment is hitting a three-year low amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes dropping to 89.1 in March. That's the lowest level it's been since October of 2016, and the fourth largest drop in nearly 50 years. The survey's chief economist says the outlook for April will largely depend on controlling the spread of the virus. Also, the passage of the $2 trillion stimulus bill could help. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he does remember replacing the U.S. pandemic response team 2 years ago after a video surfaced from 2018.
I have consistently called for enormous cuts to the CDC, the NIH, and the WHO. You talked a lot today about how these professionals are excellent, how they're critical and necessary. Does this experience at all give you pause about those?
No, because we can get money and we can increase staff. We know all the people. We know all the good people. It was a question I asked the doctors before. Some of the people we cut, they haven't been used for many, many years, and if we ever need them, we can get them very quickly. And rather than spending the money, and I'm a business person, I don't like having thousands of people around when you don't need them. When we need them, we can get them back very quickly. For instance, we're bringing some people in tomorrow that are already in this, you know, great government that we have, and very specifically for this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.